8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Setzer, Byers, Lytle, Bauman, Dorn, Hill, Jurgens. First on the first item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move the agenda be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is I need a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would so move.
Moved by Byers.
Second. To approve.
Seconded by Lytle to approve. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments for the public and requests for future agenda items.
You're up, Phil.
Phil. Joe Public. You got him off guard. Seeing none. We'll move to approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rates for political subdivisions for 2013 and 2014.
Resolution 13-26.
13-26. And let me rifle through because I don't see. Oh, there. She's probably got the tax rates right there, don't you?
Don has them, don't you?
Resolutions.
Do we have the.
Everybody,
we
got this. Should have a
copy of the resolution. Yeah. Right there.
This pile. Pile B.
Oh, this. A place for the A's and the names.
So can we? Will this be scanned and on our website? Can we have this on there as a PDF? Can we do that? I think that'd be nice to have. We approve that.
Yeah.
Be nice if we. We talked about, or maybe I just said that to myself one time about having these the last several years so people could see the comparison. They can.
All that.
Is that okay. Possible to do too? I know PDFs.
They get a copy of these. They used to in their tax statements during the month of December.
Okay. Yeah.
Did they do that? Did the treasurer do that last year?
I think so.
But they don't have all the just general information like where they had all the valuations. They don't have all that in there, do they?
No, that's my thing that I created.
Yeah, I was just saying this whole packet. If we could.
Kind of my worksheet to so you guys know what they're asking and what it goes to and.
So did we get Lincoln Township? Is that all squared away? Midland and then Beatrice Rural Fire? Is that all squared away?
I think so.
I mean.
I went from Andy Crothers to Nancy Gerdes. Yeah, I think so.
It didn't get complicated, did it?
To the best of our knowledge.
There was a thing on the
It's resolved.
Okay.
I was on the phone a lot for a day. But not just with them.
Okay. Well, they tried to get me involved, and I said, you know, you really should talk to Patty. So I tried to send him your way.
Yeah, you did. It's all right.
Any changes or anything unusual that we...
No, here's the situation, and I talked to Roger yesterday. From the preliminary, a lot of the townships changed some of the requests, up or down. Most of them went down. One went up. So as long as they're under the 7.5 cents, we're okay. One thing I did kind of find out is Don and I are overthinking a lot of this stuff because Don is responsible for taking the budget. I am supposed to look at a couple tax rates like this is your sinking, this is your bond, this is your general. You know, sometimes we have to dig into the budget and stuff. So what we're doing now is we're at only October 2nd. October 15th is the deadline for these. So I'm setting them on what I know right now. They go to the auditor. If she says, hey, Midland Township, you got to do this, this, or this, or this needs to be changed, there's a possibility this could be amended because we're doing it so early. So basically, I think the advice was go ahead and do what the budgets show. As long as they're under your 7.5 cents, 3 cents for fires, we're going to go ahead and set them at what they are. But there was like about 6 or 7 townships that changed from the preliminary.
We could come back
because we are setting them on October 2nd. So and you guys don't meet again until the 18th or whatever. So
16th.
Oh, yeah. So that's the only thing that, you know, but I feel comfortable with it enough, but, you know, we don't know if they've had proof of publications and some of those kinds of things that the auditor may require. It may not change the asking at all.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But they have until October 15th, and then legally they have until November 5th, I think, to change the tax rate. So
Well, I would move that we would approve the resolution to set the tax rates for the political subdivisions for 2013-14, resolution 13-26. Is that correct?
Moved by Denny.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else? Denny or Patty? What do you think?
Did we do the preliminary resolution too? The preliminary resolution.
That was done long ago. That's in the Board of Supervisors.
That's in the Board of Supervisors. So that's a little bit later on.
That's the link.
Gotcha. Right now we just got homesteads from the state, so we'll be working on those basically. So they let us know. They send out they used to mail us out paper copies. Now everything we have to print out now. So it's kind of getting a new world, but so that's basically, we're doing pictures out in the all over. So wish the leaves were off the tree, but not really, because I want to see them golden first. But it makes it easier to take pictures of houses and not like the branches and stuff in front. But we need the orange and brown first.
Yes.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate. So it's been nice so far. So. I don't have any other questions unless you
guys do. You guys got anything? Questions? All right. If we don't have anything else, we will adjourn Board of Equalization 37.